The Philadelphia Church of God presents The Life and Teachings of Jesus Christ with Stephen Fleury.
Now, if you are unable to keep the commandments of God, let me tell you, my friends, Christ in you can keep the commandments. Because Christ did keep them, and he's the same today as he was yesterday and will be forever. And Christ in you is the only hope of glory. And as the Apostle Paul said, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, and yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life I now live live by the faith of, not my faith in, but the faith of the Son of God, Christ's faith put in him. That's the only faith that will save you. Very few people know what kind of faith it takes to save. Most people think it's your faith in Christ. Well, that's something you have. That's something you contribute. Can you contribute that which will save you? Of course not. Now, listen. Your obedience to God's commands will not save you. Your faith in Christ will not save you. But your surrender to God and willingness to obey his commandments and your faith in Christ, those two things will cause the blood of Christ to apply in your life.
Herbert W. Armstrong, great educator of the 20th century. We draw attention to him so often on this show and others as well. There he is explaining that Christ in you can keep the commandments. Christ did it when he walked this earth. And as I've said before on this program, we've had shows where we've talked about 1 John 4, Christ coming again in the flesh. It's a very deep subject. And Colossians 1, of course, says it's also a mystery. Most people, just even in the world of Christianity, do not understand this great mystery. Hello again, everyone, and welcome back to the Life and Teachings of Jesus Christ. On this program, we rely on the only source, the only reliable source there is when it comes to the life and, of course, the teachings of Jesus Christ. He came as an example. Peter said that we are to follow in his steps. We look at what he did, how he lived, how he thought. Philippians 2 says, let his mind in. So we're doing everything that we can to be just like him. Think about this world we're living in. Recently, a celebrity died, and the level of celebrity worship was really and truly was shocking. All of these tributes come pouring in, and you would have thought this actress, this singer, this performer was perfect, that she led a perfect life, that we should all try to follow her example and emulate her. Well, she's just a product of this world, and we love this world. We love what comes out of this world. But what about Jesus Christ, who came into this world and the world did not love him? The world rejected him. But he brought light, and yet John 3 says the world preferred darkness. This quote, it's from a New York Film Academy, talking about what actors will do to really get into their, you know, who they're portraying on the silver screen. They study that individual's life. They look at his habits. They look at the way that he talks or she talks. And they try to emulate it. They try to do it perfectly. And the more perfect you can act like someone else, the more likely you are to get an award. This is from that website. Preparation. This is talking about what actors do. Preparation is as much of an actor's job as a performance itself, particularly when a character's physicality, speech, or persona are vastly different from your own. Whether an actor's challenge is primarily physical, mental, emotional, or even vocal, truly embodying a character's traits in all their nuance produces the most memorable and admirable performances. You've heard of some of the extreme lengths that actors have gone to play someone else. It says here, consequently, great transformations require great dedication. with some actors taking it upon themselves to go to famous extremes to prepare for their roles. How far are we willing to go to live like Jesus Christ? The Bible talks about putting on Christ. To do that, you have to know him. You have to know his mannerisms. You have to know the way he reasons. You have to know what he taught. You have to go to the source, as we say at the start of these programs, the only reliable source there is when it comes to the life and the teachings of Jesus Christ. What did he teach? What did he say in the Sermon on the Mount or the Olivet Prophecy? Why did he teach in parables? How did he explain those parables to the disciples? Why were there just 12 disciples? God points to him and says, this is the way. This is the way you ought to walk. This is the way you ought to behave. This is the way you should act. This is how you should deal with people. This is how you should stand up for what's right and true. You know, Nicodemus in John 3, he approached Jesus in the middle of the night because he didn't want to do it out in the open. It was too risky. But he went to Christ at night and he said, you know, we know you're a teacher who came from God. Just think about that admission right there. If you know that this teacher, this educator, this preacher, if you know that he came from God, wouldn't you want to get to know that individual in every little detail? To study the way he acted and behaved and the way he talked, the way he communicated. If we're to be like him, well, the way you get to know him is to get to know the Bible, to study the Word of God. The Bible is Jesus Christ in print. And most people don't know really much of anything about Jesus Christ or about the example he set for us. And the great mystery that he lives in you, if you're a true Christian. Most people don't know this because they don't look into the Bible. They don't study the Word of God. Notice what it says in Colossians 1. This is verse 25. It says, wherefore I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God. This is Paul writing, which is given to me for you to fulfill the Word of God, even the mystery which has been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to the saints. God has made known the mystery to the saints. There's a chapter in this little booklet, the Colossians booklet, on the mystery of God. It takes you through these verses in Colossians 1. It gives you a profound summary of the whole book, the whole letter that Paul wrote. Go to the website, lifeandteachings.com, and you can order your free copy today. There's no cost, no obligation to any of the literature we offer. While you're at it, of course, you can subscribe to the Trumpet Magazine for free, a one-year subscription. But it says in verse 27, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is... So here the Bible interprets itself. What is the mystery? The mystery is Christ in you, the hope of glory. The mystery is just being filled with Christ. As I say, look at what people will do in this world to pretend to be someone else, someone who's very imperfect, someone who's thoroughly of this world, who's immersed into the entertainment or the activities of this world. Jesus Christ was very different. Jesus came to start another world. Just with the beginning with a few disciples, and then you go through the seven church eras, Revelation 2 and 3, it gives you the history of these past 2,000 years. And if you know the history, you know that God's people have been persecuted throughout most of that history. Why? Why does the world hate and despise the truth, revealed truth, the true church? Why have God's people been persecuted throughout history? Why were the disciples persecuted? Why did they crucify Christ? Those are some big questions. And there are answers to those questions. If you're willing to study the Holy Scriptures, Paul, he complimented Timothy in 2 Timothy 3 and said, from a child, you've known the Holy Scriptures. Timothy knew Jesus Christ. Paul wrote his letters and said, Christ is in me and I'm in Christ. He knew. He was studying the role of Jesus Christ because he wanted to be immersed into the life of Jesus Christ. And he wanted Christ to live in him. He wanted the faith of Christ. He knew he needed it in order to obey. Verse 28, Paul says, this is still Colossians 1, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. Do you aim for perfection in Christ? As I said, there's actors that have gone to great extremes to play a part as perfectly as they can. Why don't we see more of that in the world of Christianity, where in many ways it's just, you know, you're a Christian if you're a Christian in name only. That's it. Shallow religion. The law is ridiculed. It's viewed as this old, archaic thing that doesn't really apply today. It's harsh. Look at the way God is portrayed. Look at the way they portray Jesus Christ. Why are there so many bizarre depictions of God and His Son, Jesus Christ? People just, they make religion out to be what they want it to be. Why do that when you can go to the book and see how God wants it to be and see what God says about Jesus Christ, His perfect example, following in His steps? Notice the book of Galatians. This is also written by Paul. And it says in verse 26, for you are all children of God by the faith in Christ Jesus, it says. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. What does it mean to put on Jesus Christ? Just like you would put on a garment? Like you get up each day and you're working to get to know Jesus Christ. You've got to know Him if you're going to put Him on, if He's going to guide your life, if He's going to guide your steps. For as many as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Notice what it says in Ephesians 5 and verse 30. Over there it says, for we are members of His body, Jesus Christ's body, of His flesh and of His bones. In the same way that God made Eve out of the bones of Adam, you can look at Ephesians 5, you can look at 1 Corinthians 12, and see how that the church, the bride of Jesus Christ, comes right out of the body, so to speak, of Jesus, His bones. We're members of His body. That's how close and intimate this relationship is. We really have to know the part. We have to study the part that we're meant to play, that we're meant to live, that we're working to depict, not on a silver screen, but in real life, in our marriages, in our families, with our children, in the community, in the congregation. 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. If you're in Christ, it's just like Paul said in Galatians 2:20. We'll look at that when we come back from the break. But if you're in Christ, this is a new life that we're talking about. A life in Christ. Moffat translation, it says, well, let me just read 1 Corinthians 2:16. I'll give you a bit of a scripture blitz here. Verse 16 says, "For who has known the mind of the Eternal that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ." Moffat says, "Our thoughts are Christ's thoughts." It's like my father says in one of his books, if Christ is in you, if we're putting on Christ, that revolutionizes our lives. It changes everything. He's the boss. Our allegiance is to him. He's the head. We're members of his body. He's running the show. When you think of that analogy, you know, what an actor will do to play someone else in a movie or in a play. And then when you look at typical Christians today who really don't know the Bible, they don't understand the mysteries, they're in darkness, and maybe they talk about Jesus, but do they really get into his life, his teachings? This booklet, as I say, there's a chapter in here on the mystery of God. Make sure if you don't have this booklet, you go to the website, lifeandteachings.com. You can text your request. There's no cost for the booklet or for the Trumpet magazine. You can subscribe to the Trumpet for a full year, again, at no cost or obligation. We'll be right back.
Bible prophecy is alive. The events shaping our world right now and in the near future were written down in advance in your Bible. You just need to know where to find those prophecies and how to read them. That's what the Philadelphia Trumpet magazine does for you. Like its predecessor, Herbert W. Armstrong's Plain Truth, the Trumpet shows you how Bible prophecy applies to today's headlines and to your own life. While the world reacts to events as they happen, only the Trumpet magazine shows you where they're headed. It gives you tomorrow's news today. Read or download the latest Philadelphia Trumpet magazine at thetrumpet.com. You can order your free subscription to the Trumpet magazine and hold the hope of Bible prophecy in your hands. Just visit thetrumpet.com for your free subscription. Get tomorrow's news today with the Philadelphia Trumpet at thetrumpet.com.
And if Jesus Christ is in you, and if you can say like the Apostle Paul did, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live," and this is in Galatians, the second chapter, in the 20th verse, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live," Paul said, "yet not I." It wasn't really Paul living. He was an instrument. He had given himself to God. Jesus bought him and paid for him with his own blood on the cross. And so Paul had given himself over to God. And he had been bought by a price. Jesus Christ paid that price. So he said he was crucified with Christ. And it wasn't Paul living. Nevertheless, he lived. But he said, "The life which Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live, I live in the flesh. I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." So it was Christ living in him. And I want to tell you something, my friends. You find in your Bible, it says that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he has not changed. And he said he kept his Father's commandments, and he taught us to keep them, and he does not change. And he hasn't changed his gospel or his teaching or anything to this day. And if he is living in you, he will keep the commandments in you.
Herbert Armstrong, yet again, referring us to many scriptures there, Galatians 2:20, where Paul said, "I'm crucified with Christ. I've died with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, but it's not me. It's not me living. It's Christ in me." Mr. Armstrong there explained that we've been purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ. We belong to Christ. He owns us. When he lives in you, it, as I said at the first segment, it revolutionizes your life. He came and he taught us that you can't earn salvation on your own. It's Christ in you. But he certainly set an example of obedience, of commandment keeping. In Matthew 19 and verse 17, read what he said to the young man who came and said, you know, look, how do I enter into the kingdom of God? What did Christ say? If you will enter into life, keep the commandments. What a perfect opportunity for Jesus to say, look, I'm doing everything for you. You don't have to obey. You don't have to keep the commandments. You can live in disobedience to God's laws. He didn't say that. He told the young man, if you will enter into life, keep the commandments. And he couldn't do that. He wouldn't do that. And so he went away sorrowful. He wasn't willing to surrender to God, to surrender to Christ, to let Christ have his way in your life, in your mind. In James 2 and verse 8, it says, if you fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. You do well. You're doing well if you're fulfilling the royal law. Look at how these authors wrote about the holy scriptures. Paul said that to Timothy, as I mentioned. You look, from a child, you've known the holy scriptures. The scriptures are holy. Paul said in Romans 7, 12, they're holy, they're just, they're pure, they're righteous. Jesus said we ought to live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That's Matthew 4 and verse 4. Now, that's a lot of detail. That means getting to know the Bible. That means you're studying. That means you're studying diligently. You're studying like a good workman. 2 Timothy 2:15. You're studying to please God. You're rightly dividing the word of truth. You go in knowing that God's word is profitable. It's holy. It's profitable. It's good for doctrine, for reproof, for correction. And you want those things. Because you know we've got a long way to go before we become perfect. Matthew 5, 48. Jesus actually looked out at his disciples and said, God's purpose is for you to become perfect like God the Father is perfect. Notice John 14 and verse 23. I've emphasized this before, the Greek word mone, where it's talking about dwelling together with God and with Jesus Christ. Verse 23 of John 14 says, Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. See, if he loves me, he's going to keep my words. He's going to keep the commandments, not by human effort alone, but with Christ in you, showing you the way. Like Mr. Armstrong said, Hebrews 13, 8, Christ is the same yesterday, today, forever. The way he lived in the first century, that's how he wants to live in your life. And he'll empower you to follow in his steps. If you surrender, if you look to that example, if you look to the Bible as your guide, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. We can actually dwell together with the family of God, with God and Jesus Christ. And back to verse 6, it says, Jesus said unto him, I am the way and the truth and the life. I am the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. We access God the Father through Christ. That means we have to know the Bible. We have to study the Bible. There is no other way to God the Father except through Jesus Christ. Now, just think about that for a moment and think about how important it makes Bible study. There's a clear command in 2 Timothy 2, verse 15, where God says, he inspired the Apostle Paul to write it. It says, study. It doesn't say it's a suggestion. It says, study the Word of God. Study God's truth. Make yourself to be a good workman in your Bible study, approved unto God, pleasing God. You have to get that in if you're going to put on the real Jesus Christ. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 11 that there's going to be false prophets, false teachers, there's going to be a false Jesus. So if you're going to put on Christ, you better make sure it's the right one. Satan has a counterfeit to everything revealed in the Holy Scriptures. That's why this world is so full of fakery and lies and deception. Revelation 12:9 says that the whole world is deceived. You cannot be deceived on this subject. Who and what is Jesus Christ? And what were his teachings? He came. Nicodemus said it. We know you're a teacher from God. But see, they were intimidated into silence, so many of them. Nicodemus might have been an exception in some ways. But so many, they saw the miracles, they heard the teachings, and they were jealous of Jesus Christ and his influence, and so they went after Christ and tried to kill him. That's the truth of the Bible. That's the way the world rejected the Son of God. The Son of God. You go back far enough in America's history, and there was a time when at least there was a healthier respect for the Holy Scriptures, as Paul described it in 2 Timothy 3. George Washington, America's founding president, he said it's impossible to rightly govern the world without God and the Bible. You can't govern, you can't lead, you can't make things work, you can't have a happy family and marriage unless you have God and the Bible working right in the midst, right in the abode, the dwelling place. As I say, there's a chapter in here on the great mystery of God, and you can begin to understand that mystery if you're willing to put in some diligent study, and I'll add to that prayer to God as well, praying for God to open your mind and to enlarge your heart, as it says in the Psalms, so that you can receive the truth, so that you can begin to live by every word of God. Well, that's all we have time for on today's show. We appreciate you joining us, and we look forward to seeing you again next time.
All our literature is available free of charge at no cost or obligation to you. To request the free literature on today's program, visit lifeandteachings.com.